What's up, guys? You're listening to Batty Fluent. Welcome to Batty Fluent, guys. I'm your host, Rebecca Tran, and welcome to this week's episode. I took a break last week because I wanted to spend time with my friends and my family on my birthday, and I literally missed you guys so much, though. Like, I literally was, like, waiting for Friday, and I was like, wait, I literally don't have an episode recorded, and I couldn't post. So I was so upset, but we're here with a new episode. I miss you guys. I hope you guys are doing well. Make sure to DM me on Instagram. You know, I've been really lacking on Instagram DMs, but, like, I feel like now I'm, like, kind of getting back on it. Guys, I've been lacking on TikTok. Like, y'all need to, like, put it in my head to post TikToks because I'm literally lacking so bad. And I, like, am not, like, aware of, like, the new trends. Like, I need to get back on my Batty Fluent TikTok grind. So, guys, like, shoot me DMs and remind me to post TikToks. Or, like, whenever I do, like, you know, how are you guys doing? Like, every Wednesday I do, like, a little check-in because I used to post on Wednesdays. So I usually now do, like, a check-in, and, like, if I do, like, a weekend check-in, guys, scream at me, like, remind me to, like, post TikToks because they are so fun to make, and I think it's so creative to, like, see guys' comments and stuff. Like, I don't know, I really love making TikToks for Batty Fluent. But anyways, besides TikTok and all that shit, you guys are probably wondering, what is this week's episode about? Well, it is about hot girl spring break, because I feel like we all have spring break at a very weird and different time. I know some people had it, like, literally 2 weeks ago. Some people have it next week. Some people have it, like, really late April or middle of April or just, like, late March, early March. I have mine next week, or actually, technically, I have it the week after, but I am heading to Florida next week. If you guys ever see me in Florida, like, hit me up. Like, you know, if you guys want a picture with me, like, with the Batty Fluent. I'm just kidding, but I'm going to Florida next week. I'm not going to say where specifically, even though I will post it on my Instagram just for safety reasons, but I'm really excited to go to Florida, guys. I haven't been to Florida since 2018, because 2019 was COVID, but I haven't been to Florida since 2018, and usually I go to, like, Florida for spring break every single year. But obviously with COVID, I took a break from going to Florida because, you know, cases and just COVID's still around. So it is definitely, like, we're still taking our precautions and all that stuff, but I'm very excited to go down there and get a tan. I'm also touring a college down in Florida. I don't plan on going to college in Florida, but I do want to look at the schools because I do know, like, USF is really nice. So I am going to be touring that school. I'm very excited. But anyways, like I said, I'm really excited for, like, my vacation and all that stuff. But, you know, not all of us are going on vacation for spring break. Or even, you probably already had your spring break and now you're just, like, reevaluating, like, what you did over spring break and, like, how was it. But I think if I didn't go to Florida this spring break, I would just want to, like, focus on my self-love and self-confidence. Recently, I've been kind of struggling with self-confidence, and I feel like I want to share you guys the story. So obviously, whenever it's that time of a month, I just feel so nasty and disgusted with myself. And it's, I think it's, like, also, like, a very, like, norm, I guess. That, like, you know, we kind of feel disgusting because, like, now there's, like, you know, stuff coming outside our body. We might feel tired. We might feel bloated, cramps, headaches, and all that stuff. And I feel like my last period has been very bad. Like, I've literally been so tired and bloated. And even I was, like, before that, I was bloated for, like, 2-3 weeks. And I just felt so, like, uncomfortable with my body, I guess. And this is gonna be, like, a trigger warning body image. So if you don't feel comfortable talking about this, definitely skip over. But I was struggling with that, and it was definitely really hard to, like, bounce back from that. But recently, I bought some swimsuits from Shein for my Florida trip, and I tried them on. I felt really good about my body. And I think that it just takes time to kind of gain that self-confidence back, and just to remind yourself that, like, every body is beautiful and you are beautiful. And, you know, eat whatever you want to eat, drink water, because, you know, life is too short to be reducing yourself and to be, like, making yourself eat only this because you want to get, you know, quotation marks, skinnier. But honestly, if you just do everything in a balance, you know, you maintain your meals, and if you don't go eat out every single day, you'll probably be fine. Like, you can eat that piece of cake, you know, don't feel guilty about it. And, like, that's what I needed to tell myself, because I just kept feeling, like, really bad and insecure about my body. My skin was breaking out really badly too, and I feel like every time before I have my period, my skin just breaks out completely, and it's so red. And it's not even, like, a big breakout, but it's just, like, little pores that are, like, little, like, things that are, you know, they bug you, because you can definitely, like, pop it and stuff, and then you pick your face. But yeah, I was going through that whole thing a couple weeks ago. I'm doing better now. I actually recently started to work out again. So basically, you guys know that I used to be, like, on my workout grind all through quarantine, and, like, when I had more free time. Then I took a break because, trigger warning right here, it led me to a very bad body image and body dysmorphia, and also just, like, my eating disorder got really bad and really poor. So I wanted to take care of myself to, like, make sure I'm eating right and eating 3 meals a day, and also just getting the right, like, nutrition in and, like, getting the right amount of calories. So basically, I just like stopped working out because I just felt like it was just not doing me good. But now I recently have been like running and like doing ab workouts and getting back on my grind. I do enjoy working out. It's definitely a fun thing for me to do. It's a stress reliever to me. So now I'm like back in my kind of head, good headspace with like working out and doing all that. So I'm happy with that. So I would just say, you know, take spring break as a place to kind of replenish yourself and, you know, get your shit back and like work on your self-confidence and just, you know, do things that you love to do. I feel like now you just have like this whole like, you know, 1 week to like, you know, sleep in a little bit and like not have to like wake up at 6 a.m. or like 5 a.m. to go to school. You know, you don't have any schoolwork to do, just relax, you know, take a deep breath. I think it's really important to like do that whenever you have breaks, because we always like drain ourselves with so much schoolwork, and especially like the days before breaks, it's always like the most hectic days. Literally for me, I have a math test next Friday and I'm literally leaving on Thursday, so I'm missing 2 days of school. So I have to take my math test like 3 days before it's like supposed to be like, you know, given out to my classmates. So I'm like really stressed about that because I have to like, you know, ace that math test because I've been failing math this whole entire year, and I'm really trying to get like my quarter four, my quarter three grade, you know, to be at good grades, so like my final grade can be like a solid C or B. But I've just been trying to like do better in math and like study for it. So yeah, a lot of things are going on in my life, which is why I just kind of wanted that break from Batty Fluent for a week, because I was just like catching up on all my work too. And like literally guys, junior year has been so difficult, like just the amount of work you are given, and like it is definitely the hardest year of high school. Like I'm not gonna go sugarcoat it. I'll definitely talk about more about high school in a different episode, and just like, you know, college in the future and like jobs if you guys are kind of interested in that, because I know you guys asked me like what I wanted to be when I'm older and just all that stuff, and honestly I'm still kind of confused on like what I actually want to be exactly and what I want to major in. But I do want to make that like a separate episode because I think it's really interesting to like know where you guys are coming from too. But like I said, building a relationship with yourself is a very important, and I think to me, like, you know, you come first and your self-love comes first, and, you know, having a good, healthy relationship with who you are as a person and, like, expressing yourself the way you want to express yourself and feeling comfortable around others is definitely a very, like, important thing in my opinion. I think for me, sometimes you get carried away with, like, relationships, friendships, and, like, just, like, you know, a relationship with their family, too, and, like, sometimes just let people, like, kind of run us over, or like, you know, make us overthink and just like drain us with like all these thoughts and like, you know, situations, all that stuff. And I know for me, I've been struggling with like a little bit of friendship issues here and there. I think that sometimes I'm just like not good at communicating, and even though you probably think I'm like such a big communicator because, you know, you run a podcast, you're trying to communicate your feelings out to people, but to me it was just really hard to kind of like communicate my feelings because I just don't want to like the other person to get like, you know, hurt or think I'm being like so petty about it. But like honestly, your feelings are valid, and if you feel that way, you feel that way, like it's no one's fault, and like, you know, they should understand how you're coming from and you should understand where they're coming from. I know sometimes it's hard to, you know, maintain balance between both sides, but I think it's really important to, like, let them know, like, you know, how you're feeling and, like, what you want to do to, like, you know, have this issue not be an issue again. I mean, I can definitely see that spring break could be really boring for you guys if you're not going anywhere special, but there's so many things you can literally do. You can hang out with your friends, you know, take time to take yourself on a date. I think for me, that I didn't know that people didn't go on like self dates, like they didn't take themselves out to like go to like a nice store or like a nice restaurant and like have them like a little date. Like I didn't know people did not do that. I felt like for me, I always enjoyed like hanging out with myself. Like I loved just going to like Ulta or Sephora and just like hanging out with myself and like getting stuff that I enjoy and all that stuff. And I didn't know that people didn't actually take themselves on a date. And I think the most important date is yourself. Obviously, sometimes like going to like a restaurant could be really awkward because like you're like the only person sitting there and like people are like waiting for you to get a date, and people might think you get stood up or whatever. But honestly, I think it's super important to go get yourself like a meal and just have a meal with yourself, like, you know, have a car meal with yourself, or like go home and, you know, and not eat dinner with your family sometimes and just like, you know, relax and eat dinner by yourself and like not be on your phone, if that makes sense. Even though it's kind of hard to not be on your phone during dinner with yourself because you're like so bored, like there's no one to talk to. But I honestly think that it's super like refreshing just to be by yourself and hang out with yourself and get to know what you actually like and what you're trying to look for, you know, in your future, or just like the next few weeks, the next week, the next day even, because I think it's like really important to set yourself goals. I know for me that I used to be such like a goal setter, like I used to like, you know, actually write down like what I want to get done every single week, and I stopped doing that because I was just getting really overwhelmed with like all this stuff. And like kind of getting like, you know, seeing a list kind of stressed me out. But now I'm like back on that shit when I need to like write my to-do list, like what I need to get done by this date. And like Mr. Batty Fluent Taurus man, He has been lacking on his work, and I'm trying to get him, like, to get on his grind and, like, be on his shit with his work, so I have a to-do list for him, too. So we kind of, like, work on it together, you know, even though he hasn't been working on his schoolwork, but he's trying to get there, and I'm trying to motivate him to get there. I feel like just having that relationship with someone or, like, a friendship or, like, you know, your significant other can really help balance things out, too. I feel like sometimes they just motivate each other. And obviously, during spring break, hot girl spring break, if you have, you know, a little bae you can hang out with, it's such a good time to go hang out with them because it's kind of like the introduction to summer, I guess, you know, going to parties, whatever you want to do, you know, make sure you feel good and you feel happy about it because spring break is definitely a core memory of everything. And it's like my second to last school spring break, if that makes sense, because, you know, I am a junior now. Next year, I have my senior spring break, but junior spring break, I'm really excited just to capture all the memories and be in Florida. I'm so excited. But let's talk about, like, you know, the hot girl shit and, like, hot girl summer and all that stuff. If y'all been on the Batty Fluent, you know, journey since day one, I made a whole hot girl summer series. It was literally two parts. Let me just not, like, you know, be like, oh, it's a whole series. But I made two parts of this hot girl summer episode. And they are actually, like, one of my most, like, played episodes. And it was definitely, you know, in the times where it was trending and all that stuff. But, guys, hot girl spring break is still a real thing. Like, if you're up there in Miami or Fort Lauderdale or, like, you know, you're out here in LA, all that shit, like, you know, get on your grind. Like, be on your motherfucking shit. You know, don't sit there and wait for any man to cuff you. Don't sit there and, you know, do anything. You know, focus on yourself. If you feel like you're tripping over someone and you want to be like, you know what, fuck it. Like, it's my time to shine. It's my time to go fucking party. Then go fucking do that shit, girl. No one is stopping you and no one is stopping anyone. Like, you know, Draco season with the book bag. Like, this is your time to shine, girl. You know, do things that you enjoy doing. You know, have fun with life. I know sometimes, you know, with all that, like, hookup culture and just all that stuff, there's so many opinions on it. And, you know, being a quotation mark hoe for having too many friends or whatever, or, you know, people have so much shit to say. But honestly, live life for you. Like, if you want to just go fuck around with people or you just want to go, you know, live your life and not commit to anyone, then go fucking do that. Personally, for me, I am just not in that right now. And I just don't think that right now I'll ever be in it because Mr. Taurus Man has treated me so well, and y'all already know that, like, you know, me and him are in this for life, for lifers. But I'm very excited to go do prom with him. There's so many things I have to update you guys on, but yeah, you already know that I'm already down bad for him, so I'm not gonna go sugarcoat myself on this podcast episode, even though his friends might listen and people at school might listen. I don't fucking care at this point. Like, honestly, talk your fucking shit, because me fucking too. But anyways, like I said, people have all their different shit going on, and you can't really judge anyone for living, like, their fucking life. Like, honestly, you know, people have opinions, people might make opinions on you, but it's literally your choice to take that to heart or just leave it there, because you're doing this shit for you. At the end of the day, it's, like, your life, like I said, and everything you should do should be for you. And if you feel like you want to just go out there, live your fucking life, and, like, if the love of your life comes around somewhere, then it fucking comes. Because let me tell y'all, like, when you don't look for a crush, I'm not looking for a crush, okay, that's, like, so fucking hypocritical. Okay, when you don't go look for the love of your life or, like, go look for love, it fucking comes to you out of nowhere. Like, I literally met Mr. Taurus Man at someone else's house on a random basketball game night. Like, let me tell y'all, I had no intentions going to this guy's house. I don't talk to him. My friend, Gisella, actually, she's friends with this guy, and she invited me to go with her because we just became friends again because we had beef in eighth grade. I did not want to talk about it, but anyways, me and her had, like, a little bit beef, a little bit ending friendship, but then became friends again. And I went to the guy's house where I met Mr. Taurus Man. I came to talk, but I met him, and then we clicked it off. Then a couple days later, because that was on the 17th of December, and then my friend had a birthday party December 22nd, and that night, he followed Batty Fluent. Obviously, he's a fucking simp, and then I slid into his DMs, and I was like, you know what, blah, blah, blah. Slid my number, guys. I fucking slid my number in his DMs. Like, that is a whole another story time that I want to do with him, like, on actually this podcast, because I think it's so funny how I just, like, slid so, like, ugh, it was so smooth. And he fucking responded. He was like, that was so smooth. Damn. Like, yes, I know it was smooth. Like, Batty Fluent never fails. Like, she does not miss. But ever since then, we texted. I remember this first time, like, when we were texting, he went to Hershey Park. And we were texting the whole entire day when he was at that fucking Hershey Park amusement park. Like, that was, like, when I was, like, falling for him. And then this man had the audacity to not like me back when I liked him during winter break. So then we were in this, like, weird stage. And then literally, like, I think 3 weeks after, he told me he liked me. And then ever since then, I've been talking. And yeah, so honestly, there's just, like, so many different, like, coincidences and so many different stories. But like I said, guys, just live your life and have fun with it. You know, make memories, make friends, hang out with your family. I think for me also during, you know, hot girl spring break, I want to hang out with my mom because she is moving to the other side of the country soon, which is literally so crazy to me to say because I love my mother and it's going to be hard not to see her all the time like that. But she is moving to the other side of the country in a couple months. So I'm definitely taking my time to spend time with her and I love her so much. And not even that, but just some time with my brother and my dad and his girlfriend, all that stuff. So I'm very excited just to like have a really chill spring break, hang out with Mr. Taurus, me and my friends. And yeah, you know, have that time to make memories. I feel like as I'm growing older too, like I feel like college is coming around, like around the corner. And even though I want to go out of state and I do want to go to California for college because my mom will be moving across the country and she'll be living in California. And I just want to be there with her. And I feel like it's also a great opportunity for me to, like, you know, pursue my life there when I'm, like, 18 by myself and not really rely on my parents. I mean, obviously rely on them for certain reasons, but just also being able to, like, live my own life and just move, you know, take my whole fucking body and move it across the country. But I'm very excited for see, like, where that comes. Obviously, I have so much time. Hopefully, I'll pursue Batty Fluent there. I think for me, Batty Fluent has definitely been a place where I could definitely talk about my feelings and just be able to, like, vent with you guys. I think, like, it really helps me have a place to go to. You guys are also the sweetest people ever. I love you guys literally more than anything. And being able to feel so comfortable in a place where I haven't even met all of you guys yet, but I know one day I will. It's just so nice to have, and I feel like you guys also kind of feel the same way. I mean, hopefully you do. I'm not really sure, but I feel like Batty Fluent is maturing into a very, I don't know, a more mature audience, or I feel like we're all kind of, you know, growing up together, and it's so cool to capture all the memories. You guys have been telling me so many different stories and always DM me, like, saying Batty Fluent helped me gain my self-confidence. I listened to Batty Fluent before going to school. I listened to it on a bus. I listened to it in class. I listened to it doing my homework and all that stuff, and even hearing my friends who I see at school, like, tell me that they listen to it, or just, like, whenever they have free time during their study hall, it really means a lot to me, because I just think that, you know, in the beginning, I started Batty Fluent as, like, a place where I just wanted to talk about, like, what was going on in my life, and I was at a very low place in my life, and I still am kind of, you know, recovering from that, even though, like, it's been, you know, quite a while. It's still very traumatizing to think about, and also just with everything going on, sometimes just things, like, kind of trigger it, and you start thinking about it, and you overthink about it, and then it becomes, you know, a whole dark circle right away. But I do want to say that, like, I am very grateful for this platform, and I just love you guys more than anything, and I just cannot wait to see where Batty Fluent grows. I mean, obviously, you guys know that I've taken so many breaks from Batty Fluent. Just, like, I remember, like, taking a break from October for the longest time ever. Like, I literally did not post an episode all month, and I've just been so in my head about that. Like, sometimes I just think about, like, how I was so inactive, and I lost not a lot of, like, people of you guys, but, like, a lot of people were, like, saying, like, where were your episodes? You know, like, where were they going? Like, why haven't you been posting? And then, like, my mental health was so bad, too. But you guys understood that, and you guys have literally stuck with me since then, and I love you guys so much. And I just want to say thank you so much for all the support and love. I know that Batty Fluent has definitely grown a lot, and it has, you know, reached its audience, and then we partner up with, like, two companies. So Batty Fluent is on their motherfucking shit, and I'm very proud of her, and I feel like you guys should be proud of yourself too, because we're all in this together. But like I said, even if you already had your hot girl spring break, or you're already having your hot girl, or you're in the middle of it, you're having it next week or very soon, I just hope you guys stay safe, and I love you guys more than anything. And if you guys ever need to talk to someone, make sure you guys DM me. I see you guys, like, DM me throughout school saying when you have, like, a bad day, or, like, you need to distract yourself, or, like, during class you're trying to look like you're busy or something. You guys always DM me, like, random messages, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you guys, like, coming to me and feeling comfortable to, like, text me randomly throughout the day, and knowing that you feel safe around, like, you know, the whole podcast and everything. It means a lot to me. And I just want to make sure that you guys know I'm always there for you. And I know you guys are always there for me. And I love the bond we all have together. But like I said, enjoy your hot girl spring break. You are everything. You are worth so much. You know, prioritize your mental health. Prioritize yourself. Next week's episodes are going to be about friendships. I will still be posting on vacation. I know you guys are probably wondering, wow, Rebecca posting on vacation. But I will be pre-filming all my episodes and reposting it, because I really want to be there for you guys. And I enjoy, you know, waiting for Fridays at 7 p.m. to post episodes. And yeah, I love you guys so much. Like I said, thank you for everything. And I will see y'all next week with the friendship episode, where we talk about all my past friendship things and what's been happening so far this past month with, like, friendships and all that stuff. Because I know it's very important to keep those healthy and make sure you let go of the ones who don't treat you that well, I guess. I can't wait to see where Batty Flynn goes in the next few weeks. I'm very excited, and I love you guys. And like I said, I will see y'all next week with the brand new episode. Bye, guys. I love you.